Good afternoon. I'm Pat Morrison in the Moen Broadcast Center. So a $19 billion deficit in Sacramento, they say they've got it solved. But what about the details? Well, there are a lot of details coming out about the budget, and some of them look maybe a little strange in hard times, giving tax breaks to a lot of businesses, a $30 million tax break to a family that's already wealthy and politically influential, a lot of other tax breaks because Republicans demanded them. They wouldn't agree to any other changes unless they got them. Jack Dolan is a staff writer for the LA Times based in Sacramento. Hello, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. So it looks like you did some late night reading of fine print to find out about these tax breaks.
Yeah, well, it was certainly something that most of the members of the negotiating committee of five were not thrilled to have brought out to the light. That's certainly true.
So what did you find? Who got the big tax breaks? Who are they, and why did they get these deals?
Well, sort of buried in the details of this huge pile of tax bills is roughly $30 billion tax break going to a company, Humboldt Redwood Company. It's a timber company that's owned by the Fisher brothers. These gentlemen are sons of Donald G. Fisher, who was the founder of the Gap and Banana Republic. And it's not like it's something that is written into the language of the law, naming the company or naming the recipients. It's simply a series of four clauses that says, an exemption to a previous law will be made for a company that, and then it describes four characteristics that only this company has.
So it doesn't even come out and say the name of the company. You have to finish or figure that out on your own by knowing something about who's operating where and how.
And by having sources close enough to the negotiations who will help you ferret that out.
So $30 million in tax breaks for this company, which has given over the last couple of generations something like $7 million to candidates and political parties in California?
Right. Well, the family, the Fisher family, and they're from San Francisco, and they're, active politically, to say the least. The parents, Donald and Doris Fisher, gave about $6 million since, 1999 and until the present. That's what the Secretary of State's online records show. To a variety of causes, they were mostly Republican, but, they were progressive Republicans, and they spread the money around to ballot measures and candidates. Their sons have also, two of the three sons who own this timber company, have given more than $1 million each, to causes. One of them gave very generously to a campaign to defeat a ballot measure sponsored by Rob Reiner that would have taxed the rich to provide free daycare for preschoolers, or a free preschool program. The other brother has given fairly generously to environmental causes, the National Resources Defense Council, and others. So, I mean, the money gets spread around generously and to a very wide group of people, but what it all adds up to is, these guys know what they're doing in Sacramento. They know how to get things done. So when, they felt that they were entitled and deserved this tax break, they hired two fairly well-known lobbyists back in the spring and started making the rounds.
We're talking to Jack Dolan of the LA Times about some sweetheart tax breaks that are buried in the language of the budget deal that has been reached, hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate tax breaks that may not be obvious at first glance. You have to know what you're looking for. Let's hear from you and your calls about this. What questions do you have about these deals, what they mean for you as a taxpayer? Probably you're not in there anywhere getting one of these breaks. 866-893-KPCC is the number. You can also go to the Pat Morrison page. It's at kpcc.org and tell us your thoughts or your questions about this, or just call us here at 866-893-5722. I'm reading about a couple other Really, they're almost technical calculations about tax liability, about penalties for corporations understating taxes that could cost Californians $100 million in 3 or 4 years each. We're talking to maybe a quarter billion or more.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that a lot of the budget debate and a lot of the discussion talks about what the state spends, and you know the social programs and the perennial debate over which social programs to cut and how much, but the other side of that ledger obviously is what the state collects, and it seems that while you know if you propose cutting, you know, Medi-Cal or CalWORKs, that gets a big public debate. But if you propose, you know, tinkering with corporate taxes, you know, the issue seems to get it's a little bit dense, you know, and it's obtuse, and it's the sort of thing that you can play with a little bit more easily if you're in the state house.
It's harder to put it into a bumper sticker.
Yes, very much so.
Now, we talked about this, I think, last year when this came up again. Is the tax exemption for yacht buying still in place? I think this allowed you to buy a yacht, technically register it in another state, and then you move it to California after a certain period of time and not pay a tax on a sales tax on it.
You know, I'm actually not familiar with that one. But
That's one that I think a lot of people would be interested in unearthing because it was certainly a hot a flashpoint of controversy the last time around. So I don't know if in the language of that you see floatables or hulls or inflatables, Jack Dolan. Maybe we can look for that. And what then, if we're looking about closing a $19 billion deficit, which seems to be about the size it was last year and the year before, what gets cut?
Well, there were some details coming out earlier this morning, and what's apparently not getting cut and what's actually getting restored to some degree is higher education. Both the University of California and Cal State will be getting some more funding, but I think public schools are likely to be cut. State worker pay is, you know, among the things that we're hearing will be cut. And there's also there's reliance on fairly optimistic revenue numbers, and more optimistic than we've previously heard estimates of how much the state will be getting from the federal government. I mean, all of those things are estimates, and it's, you know, the details won't be completely clear until there's a package of bills to be voted on tomorrow. But there are hearings all afternoon here.
Elaine's on the phone from Glendora. Elaine, what do you think of what you've been hearing?
I think shame, shame, shame on them. I cannot believe that these kinds of secret deals, hidden away so that people, ordinary people, cannot really figure out exactly what is going on and the kinds of ways that we as taxpayers, educators, single parents, working poor, suffer when you have people who are wealthy, who could afford to pay their taxes, are somehow managed to get exemptions. I just think it's a shame.
Elaine, thank you. And you know, Jack Dolan, what we're hearing, as you know, our series at the Times about the Bell scandals and how that resonates with people, that these were furtive backroom kind of deals. Anything that smacks of that isn't going to go over very well with people nowadays.
No, you know, and it was really instructive yesterday. As first, we were trying to confirm the fact that this $30 million tax break had been given to a wealthy brothers. And then secondly, the question was, whose idea was it? You know, which of the, you know, the governor and the four legislative leaders, which of those guys, you know, put this idea on the table? And calls to their offices were greeted with offers of guidance completely off the record from their public spokespeople. And it was just a circle of five people who are paid with your tax dollars to provide information, refusing to go on the record, but off the record, pointing the finger at somebody else. It was just the most childish, circular round of phone calls I may have made in my 15 years as a reporter.
So can you say who's responsible for these breaks? What legislators saw to it that they're there?
We cannot say that for sure.
Wow.
What we can say is they all, again, off the record, said it was really a fine thing that this company, Humboldt Redwood, are great stewards of the environment, and it's really a worthy cause, but none of them wanted to raise their hand and take responsibility for it.
Matt's in Santa Monica, and he's got a question about the budget and how it works and maybe how it doesn't. Matt, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I think it's been fairly obvious for a number of years that we're just purely a corporate oligarchy now. But I would also, my question is, are we still the only state in the nation not to charge a severance fee for oil to these oil companies? And most of this oil is on public land. That means you, me, everybody else actually owns this oil. Are we finally going to be charging them a severance fee?
Thanks for that, Matt. And Jack Dolan, this was a rather sore point, certainly in some of the campaigns, and I think even the governor may have brought it up, that maybe this is a way that to get some tax revenue going. That's and actually, who's in the side on the side of the oil companies? Was there any talk of that, and is that even part of the new budget?
Well, there, again, we haven't seen all the details of the new budget and won't probably until tomorrow morning. But yes, there was certainly talk about imposing those severance fees. You know, the legislators who generally back corporate interests were against it. The others were for it. I don't know how that's going to play out.
On the Pat Morrison page, Tim wants to know where to find a copy of the budget. He says he hasn't seen anything released by the committees. Is anything online, or are these copies that are just being slipped under your door in the dead of night?
Mostly the latter, and they're not full-fledged copies either. They're just snippets of language that we're seeing. There was a report out this morning, just about 8 pages, sort of roughly sketching it out. It is somewhere on the state website. I can't give you the URL off the top of my head, though.
And so we'll be looking for more over the next few days as bits and pieces start to come out as the hearings are underway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the next 24 hours.
Is there anything in particular everybody should be looking for that will signal the fate of this budget or the health of it?
Well, I think that the most contentious things are going to be proposed cuts in schools and then the revenue projections. I mean, just how realistic and reliable are the what people are saying are fairly optimistic revenue projections that are being relied upon to, you know, close the $19 billion hole.
So, Jack Dolan, can we check in with you again?
Of course.
Jack Dolan writes for the LA Times in Sacramento about the budget, the PACs cut deals that were reached, and we'll find out more about how the budget looks and who's getting cut and who's getting rewarded as the budget process continues. Thanks so much for being here, Jack. This is 89.3 KPCC.